Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. See, I want you to have your pencil, pen, and paper ready because I'm going to tell you something today, and I want you to know exactly where I'm coming from. Now, I am going to start off with reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10. I want you to write Jeremiah down, spelled Jeremiah 10. Then put two dots and start at verse 1. Put a 1 there. Let me spell that for you again. Jeremiah is spelled Jeremiah, chapter 10. And besides chapter 10, you put two dots, a semicolon, and write a 1. And that's where I am going to start reading today for you all. Many of you may not have heard, but you should have heard. And Jeremiah is in the Old Testament. I want you to be aware of this. I don't want you to say to our Father when he comes that you did not know this and no one told you. I'm going to tell you today. Jeremiah chapter 10 reads, verse 1, hear ye the word which the Lord spaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Yes, we are of the house of Israel. We are probably, well, we are the house of Israel. I told you to read Psalms 83. I want you to know that. All those nations came up against us to try to make us not know who we are. But God is like shaking up dry bones. He's given me the remembrance little by little. of who we are. We are the Israelites. We are Hebrews. We don't know that. But he's showing that to me. Let me read this again in your hearing. I am just going to read verses 1 through 5, maybe 6. Let's see. Verse 1 says, "Hear ye the words which the Lord spaketh unto you, O house of Israel." We got to know who we are. We got to stop saying we're black African Americans. We are the Hebrews. We are supposed to be in Israel. They have stolen us. They sold us. And it's did terrible things to us. But, and I pray that those who my father has told to do whatever in the Bible, like he told me to feed his sheep. And the only way I could do that is read to you what's in the Bible, because I didn't know. And I was too afraid to speak to the people, to you. You are to follow his rules and his commandments as best as you can. Verse 2, "Thus said the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen." And what are heathen? They are atheists. They are detestable. They're not us. And he calls them heathen. That's what they are if they don't follow this Bible. This Bible was written for us black folks. Let me read on. Verse 2, the second sentence. "And be not dismayed." Don't be horrified or afraid or shocked at the signs of heaven, for the heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. So, yeah, they are shocked and horrified. But he's telling us not to be shocked and horrified. Verse 3, "For the custom of the people are vain." And vain means useless, worthless, or pointless. "For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen." Verse 4, "They deck it with tinsel." Oh, excuse me, I said tinsel. The Bible says they deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it fall, that it move not. Verse 5, "They are upright as a palm tree," but, excuse me, see, I had to belt. Verse 5 again, "They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They most need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good." Now, I want you to tell you, see, something else. I want you to know, I want to read to you 2 Corinthians. Write that down. Let me turn. 2 Corinthians is in the New Testament. And let me try to turn there quickly as I can. But Noemi, I can't turn it. My page is in the Bible fast enough. Oh, my God. 2 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 17. I am going to tell you this. And I want you to know this. You can't do everything that the heathens do. Some of our rappers and basketball players and They may not know the word. You have to read the Bible for yourself. I am so glad my father called me out of this world. Listen, chapter 6, 2 Corinthians, that's spelled 2, then Corinthians 17. Verse chapter 6, verse 17, it reads, "Wherefore come out from among them, be you separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, I will receive you." And verse 18 says, "And will be a father unto you, ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." That's what I want you to know. So with reading those chapters, Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 5, and here, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18, what is it you not understand about those? Nothing. That's right. May God, my Father in heaven, eyes, your ears, and understanding of what has been said to you. Now, I'm supposed to read to you from Leviticus 18 and 19. And usually I am slow at reading this, but I'm going to try. It's important that you understand the hearing of my Father's word. And just as you, like you, well, not like you, I have read my Bible twice, and now I'm reading it for the third time to you, but my eyes and ears have been opened. I am seeing things and understanding what I have read before, but I didn't know. In the last chapters, our Father is telling you to bathe in water after, you know, you wash yourself. And I'm wondering, he just said bathe in water. He didn't dare you put soap in it. I always put soap in my water. Maybe I should not. If I am a follower of my Father in heaven, and I try to be, I love reading the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it has a lot of things that came from the Old Testament. And for the young man who says that, I remember Numbers chapter 12 and 6, where it says, God gives us dreams, and he'll speak to us through dreams. That's why I can't seem understand why so many people follow Paul, the writings of Paul. I don't understand that quite yet. And you'll find most of his writings in the books of Acts 10, when he was on the Damascus Road. God did not speak to him in a dream. He spoke to him while he was traveling down Damascus Road. Let me find that for you. That's in Acts chapter 9, verse 3. I will start reading that to you quickly. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice crying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, who it is heard of thee to kick against the prick. And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And he said unto him, Arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told thee what to do. Now see, what I know that my father gives us dreams, but he can make exceptions too. Maybe he did do that with Paul, but I don't think Paul, he did that with Paul. I don't know why. Maybe he did do that with Paul. But let me get into reading chapter 18 of Leviticus, as much as or all of it, and then go into Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus is spelled Leviticus, and that is in chapter 18. Write that down now. I remember reading last week, was it Tuesday, some stuff that I had heard before and forgotten about the leakage. If a person has a leakage and you see a spot, you're supposed to wash yourself in water and really show it to the priest. And I forgot all of that, but you should wash yourself in water, and priest will denounce you for 7 days or so, and maybe you will have the leprosy or some type of illness. Now, chapter 18 reads, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. What are we to the children? What are the children of Israel to the Lord? The Lord is our God. And after doing of the land of Egypt, in you dwelt, shall ye not do. So the things that they were doing in Egypt, the parties and the separate, whatever they were doing, you're supposed to not do that. And after these doings of the land of Canaan, whether I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God, and ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and I am the Lord. None of you shall approach anything that is of near kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of, I'm looking at my computer right now. None of you shall approach anything that is near kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, shall thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. So what I believe he's saying there, this father is not married to his mother, and he's married to another woman. You're not supposed to uncover her nakedness because he has gone with her and had sex and all that kind of stuff. And you should not uncover your, I guess that would be your stepmother, nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall not uncover it. Let me read verse 8 again. The nakedness of your father's wife thou shalt not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. You should not go with your mother's child, or that would be your sister. You're not or your mother. You're not supposed to do things like that. That's what the heathen did, and that's why he drove them out of the land of Canaan, because they were doing all these wicked things, ungodly things. Verse 10, the nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even the nakedness that thou uncover, for there is thine own nakedness. And I, because of that, they're related to them like that, sisters and brothers. They are what he would be uncovering, his own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Now, didn't we just read that this guy had married his sister earlier? Oh, my. I didn't know all of this. I have read it to you before, but you listeners before, if you're listening to me, let me read. I forget who is that. Her name was Sarah. She was his half sister, and his name was is the son of. I forget his name right now. Hopefully I'll think of it later. Verse 12, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's nearest kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister. She is thy mother's nearest kinsman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is your son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, for it is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswomen. Is wicked. Neither shall thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, besides the other. Let me read verse 18 again. Thy wife, that would be your sister-in-law. Hold on, let me read it again. Verse 18, neither shall thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness. Besides, the other is in her lifetime. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanliness. Maybe it's like when she's on her period, when she's having a menstrual cycle. When she's set apart, you are not to have sex with her. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally. Carnally means sexually, with thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch. And Moloch is a deity, a Semitic deity. He is a deity, and he wants you to burn your child in fire. Neither shall thou profane the name of the Lord. Excuse me, I read that wrong. Neither shall thou profane the name of God, thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abominable. Oh, that means like a man shall not lie with a man as he would a woman. Or a woman should not lie with a woman as a man. Get that? America is doing wrong, and that's wrong. That's why you're having all of the problems with the fires and what's going on the East Coast. Neither shall thou lie with a beast to devour thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile ye not yourself in any of these things, for in all these the nations were defiled, which I cast out before you. That's what my father wants you to know. He gave you the land of Canaan. It is Israel now. And all those nations before were cast out because they defiled themselves with doing those things. Verse 25, and the land is defiled before I do visit the iniquities. Well, the iniquities, they are wickedness thereof upon it. And the land itself vomit out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments and not commit any of those abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourn among you. Sojourners means to travel with you. All these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled, that the land spew you not out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even thy soul that committed them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep my ordinances, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile yourself therein. I am the Lord your God. And that's the reading of chapter 8. I pray that our Father in heaven gives you an understanding of what has been read, as well as he has given me an understanding of what has been read. I have 13 minutes now. Let's read chapter 19 of Leviticus. That's, again, write this down. Now, I tell you that, I normally tell you that, and I normally pray to you all. I'm going to stop right here for a moment, and then I'm going to say a little prayer right quick, and then tell you all who I am in heaven. Thank you for protecting us from the evil one. The evil one, I believe, has tried to communicate with me this week. But Father, thank you for keeping me from the evil one, as well as providing us with your words from the Bible. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. It's not the real thing. I keep saying that one of these days I'm going to order it. But that I do. I excuse me for not reading to you or saying your prayer as I normally should. I ask that you always have your three P's handy. They are your pencil, pen, and paper, so that you can jot down any scriptures as a reference to whatever I might state. And I also, this is not what I'm looking for. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And happy Saturday, happy Sabbath evening to you all, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep holy, you'll find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. You can do that. Also, I have begun to tell the sheep, Hosea chapter 4 and 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because I reject knowledge, I will also reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. And I tell you, 2 Timothy 2 and chapter 2 and 15. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling. He's saying, stay away from that babbling. It's useless. For they will increase unto you more ungodliness. So stay away from the same babbling. Father, thank you for protecting us, for keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for blessing us with what I think is good weather here in Detroit, Michigan. And thank you for blessing us with good health and with our right mind and prosperity. Yes, and whoever it is that talks to me in my sleep, keep him away from me. I say that prayer all mixed up and not the way I normally would say it, but I do pray to Yeshua, better known as Jesus. Amen. 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 Now, let's go back to reading of Leviticus chapter 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation. Now, let me read verse 2 again. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. For you shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. So perhaps you didn't understand me. I will read that verse 3 again. You shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. Turn you not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And if ye offer a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord, ye shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and on the morrow. And if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, every one that eateth it shall bear its iniquity, its evil, and or sin. Iniquity means sin or ill, because you have profaned the holy thing of the Lord. That soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when you reap, and reap this together, or like a harvest, the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly, that means completely reap for yourself, gather for yourselves the corner of thy field, neither shall thou gather the gleaning of thy harvest. And I am trying to see what I have written down here, but I can't understand my own writing. I apologize for that. Okay, you're supposed to leave some of your harvest. Verse 10, thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather any grapes of thy vineyard. Thou shalt glean them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. So when you're gathering stuff out from your crops, you are to leave some for the stranger as well as for the poor. Verse number 11, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie with one another, neither lie to one another. Let's read verse 11 again. Ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither thou shalt profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him the wages of him. Excuse me, I had to belch again. Verse 13, thou shalt not defraud, that is to cheat or bilke thy neighbors, neither rob him the wages of him that is hired, shall not abide with thee all night until morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but thou shalt fear the Lord. I am the Lord. We're going to stop right here. Let me read this. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. I am going to stop here at verse 16. That's where I will start with you on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and finish reading verse 19 for you all. I pray that my Father will answer you, give you all insight, open up your ears and your mind so that your understanding and your understanding. Let me tell you who the 12 tribes are, if I have time. Judah, the American black, we are the Hebrews that they put in slavery. They have made us forget who we are, and he's slowly bringing it back to us. We are a chosen group of people. Benjamin, the West Indian black, Levi, the Haitian, Ephraim, the Puerto Rican, Manasseh, the Cuban, Simeon, Dominican, Zebulon, Guatemala, and Tupelo, Panama, the Mayans, Gad, the Native American Indian, Reuben, the Seminole Indian, Asher, Colombia to Uruguay, the Incas, Issachar, the Mexicans, or the Aztecs, and Naphtali, the Argentinians, as well as the Chileans. I'm going to ask you, I need to say a closing prayer with you all for our protection from the evil one, because he seems to be making me, saying things to me that he shouldn't be saying. And I am not going crazy. Our Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us always in our sleep from the evil one. And if it's your will, Lord, I'll be back next week. Amen. In James chapter 4, verse 5, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with your sheep next week. Remember, I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my 3 books. I have The Passing, Unseen, and The Broken Plant. Those are the books that I want you sheep to purchase. None of you have done that. You can do that for me. I know you can. Remember, our Father in heaven loves.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves and is willing.